Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don't believe the hype.
Don Lemon, his commentary is brought to you by the 2015 Toyota Corolla, stylish, innovative, and leaps ahead of the game, just like you. Toyota, let's elevate the moment. Toyota, let's go places. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning from a cold, cold Harlem this morning. Good morning, everybody. It's looking more and more likely that the Ferguson grand jury could have a decision this coming weekend. There are reports that it could happen as soon as tomorrow, Friday, and here's why. Through law enforcement officials briefed on the plan, CNN's justice correspondent Evan Perez is reporting that the grand jurors are preparing to meet on Friday for what looks like their final session. The official says a decision on whether to charge Officer Darren Wilson is possible on the same day. It had been stated before that the jury had seen all the evidence and heard from all the witnesses, but we're also learning now through that official that prosecutors are planning to present more evidence to the grand jury before starting deliberations, something defense attorney Mark Garagos finds unusual.
It's possible that you, unlike what you normally see, where the grand jury is a rubber stamp for the prosecution, this may be a grand jury that's decided to really take matters into their own hands and do what grand juries were originally several hundred years ago decided or implemented for, which was to really drive the investigation and not be the handmaiden of the prosecutor.
So what does that mean? It means it may be good news for people who are fighting for an indictment and what they say is a more open, transparent jury trial for the officer. That's what everyone wants. It is a decision, and if it comes Friday, prosecutors are expected to give law enforcement a 48-hour notice before the announcement is made public on Sunday. 48-hour notice. But given all the leaks, Mark Garagos and CNN's Sonny Hostin told Anderson Cooper, don't count on it remaining secret.
If they can try to keep it secret for 48 hours, it won't stay secret for 48 seconds.
I would agree with you on that.
Because just too many people will know about it.
There's too many people. The jurors themselves are going to disclose it immediately, whether anybody wants to believe that or not. Law enforcement, as Sonny said, is traditionally the ones who leak like a sieve. They're not going to keep it quiet. They've got a symbiotic relationship with the media, and that's going to be out. Somebody's going to leak that immediately. So there's no way they're going to be able to hold this in.
No way they're going to hold it in. And if that happens, it's going to increase the likelihood of unrest because the leaked decision will have no explanation behind it from the prosecutors and the evidence won't have been released yet. So people won't know what's going on. They'll just hear about a leaked decision. And one more thing while we're at it. The prosecutor said that he may keep secret the names of the grand jurors out of concern that they may be put at risk. So we may never know the name of the jurors in this as well.
Oh,
in the meantime,
we'll find that out.
The whole world is waiting and watching.
Mm-hmm. You said it could happen this weekend, It could be Saturday.
It could be Friday.
Okay, Friday. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. All right.